The State Office of Information Practices, OIP, administers Hawaii's open records and open meetings laws for all state, county, executive, legislative, and judiciary branch agencies, including the University of Hawaii and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. Those laws are the Uniform Information Practices Act and the Sunshine Law. But OIP's workload has doubled, and funding and resources have not kept pace. OIP Director Cheryl Kakazu Park testified before the Senate Ways and Means Committee.
For this fiscal year 2018, OIP only has a budget of $576,855, which is only 42% of its inflation-adjusted budget back in 1994. So OIP is doing more than double the work today with less than half the funding that it had 24 years ago.
Kakazu Park says five attorneys and two admin staff handle more than 1,200 cases each year, and they have cut the case backlog from 12 years down to 2 to 3 years. Common Cause Hawaii, the nonprofit advocate for more openness, transparency, and accountability in government, acknowledges OIP's funding challenges, but Executive Director Corey Tanita says training for state agency representatives is also needed.
Well, I do think they need more resources. We've seen over the years in OIP's reports that their budget and the number of staff have been reduced over the years. However, I don't know if that's necessarily the end-all be-all to resolving all of these issues that they have. A big chunk of their responsibility is to ensure that the agencies that do fulfill these requests follow the law and make it accessible.
OIP's Kakazu Park requested $115,000 for attorney and staff salary raises, plus two additional attorney positions, and $200,000 for training. That was denied by the Senate Ways and Means Committee. Kakazu Park says it's not all that she asked for, but retaining current personnel is a plus.
I'm just happy that at least I'm going to be able to hold on, hopefully, to the people that I have as long as the House also agrees and, you know, the budget gets passed with the $115,000 request that I asked for.
Kakazu Park says if lawmakers want to cut the OIP backlog or add other requirements, additional resources must be provided. Tanita from Common Cause Hawaii would like all stakeholders, including lawmakers and the news media, to sit down and discuss what can be done to improve the system for requesters and the general public.
Government, it's a long process, it's a long game, so you got to be in it for the long haul. Nothing changes overnight. I wish it did, don't get me wrong, but let's be realistic about it and let's work together with the resources that we do have. But there are great minds, there are collaborative minds in the community that we can come together to find these solutions, hopefully for cheap.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.